Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des with your sports news.
Yeah, and the news from last night, first of all, and the Rugby World Cup draw. The Irish women have been drawn in the same pool as the reigning World Cup champions, New Zealand, for the World Cup, which is in England next year. So we'll be able to pop over to maybe some of us. Scott Beaman's side, who are now ranked sixth in the world, beat New Zealand in their opening game, of course, in the WXV1 tournament in Canada last month. Japan and Spain are the other teams in Ireland's Pool C. The host nation, England, are in Pool A. They were drawn with the highest ranked seeds in Band 2 and Band 3, Australia and the USA, respectively, as well as Samoa. Canada are in Pool B with Scotland, Wales and Fiji. And Pool D is made up of France, Italy, South Africa and Brazil. The Irish team's co-captain, Sam Monahan, says their recent performances at WXV1 is giving the Irish team great confidence.
Yeah, it is. You know, that group are so resilient. The hard work we do for each other off the pitch, it showed in that performance. Three performances in WXV. I think it's really important now we stay connected as a group. So as we go back to our clubs and Celtic Cup happens in PWR, that we, you know, strive to better our individual performances. But then when we come back to Six Nations, you know, we're all singing off the same hymn sheet.
You mentioned connected. You were with the squad before they headed out to Vancouver. So you remain connected. How proud are you for watching from afar? I know you're good at obviously not to be there, but how proud are you of the group?
So proud. I can't even put words, like, to the emotions I had. Burst of it pride. Watched it three times, probably cried every time. But yeah, it's such an inspirational group. They've definitely... I've worked so much harder the last couple of weeks, desperate to get back on the pitch to them. So yeah, class.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for them. In Gaelic games, inter-county players would be supportive of their managers being contracted and remunerated for their work, according to the Gaelic Players Association CEO, Tom Parsons. He was responding to comments by GA President Jarlett Byrne's recent interview on Sunday Sport, where he suggested the association should be open to debating the subject. Now, all Gaelic football players, county players, club players and fans will be keenly watching tonight's interprovincial games at Croke Park. They're going to trial rule changes proposed by the Football Review Committee, and the purpose is to make the game more attractive to watch and to play. So what can be bad about that? Connacht face Leinster at 6 o'clock tonight, followed by the meeting of Ulster and Munster at 8 o'clock. Both games are live on TG Cahir, and the two losers then play off tomorrow evening, and the two winners play on RTE. So give everyone a chance to adapt to the new rules and see what they think of them, proposed rules. In soccer, it's a huge night in the SSC Airtricity League Premier Division. There's just three games remaining in the league, 4 points only separating the top five teams. Tonight, the leaders Shelburne host Waterford. Second place Derry City go to Dundalk. Third place Shamrock Rovers are in Drogheda. And fourth place team St Patrick's Athletic, the in-form team, host Galway United, who are level on points with them. The top teams are all slipping up, and Aidan Fitzmaurice, the Indo, calls it a slow bicycle race. It looks like nobody wants to go and win it. Sunday, meanwhile, sees the Women's FAI Cup final at Talla, where Athlone Town meet Shelburne for the third year in a row. Pearl Slattery of Shelburne spoke to Claire McNamara about the fact there's so little between the sides.
Yeah, it's one all, is it? And now it's a trilogy. Look, I think it's a natural now rivalry that's starting to build there. I think it's great for the league as well. You know, both sets of clubs and teams respect each other. And I think anybody watching last year for the women's game in Ireland, it was a great game. And I think this year will be no different. And yeah, obviously after a disappointing year last year, it's never nice to lose on penalties. But, you know, I've been on the other end of that as well over my career. And that's just football at times. You have to just pick yourself up and go again. And we're delighted to be in the cup final once again, and yeah, as I said, all guns blazing now for Sunday, and we look forward to it, and we'll try to give it our best to win the game.
And of course, they pipped you for the league title there. They're gunning for a double now.
Yeah, look, as I said to you, probably a few draws probably killed us in the end in the league, but we gave it our all. It wasn't meant to be. I'm a firm believer that just some years are meant to be their year, and it was their year. Fair play to them, even with the injuries they got throughout, and to finish the last, you know, five or six games with max points. Yeah, credit to them. But you know, we want the cup now, and that's what we're coming for. We don't dwell on the league. We gave it our all. It wasn't meant to be, and now full focus is on the cup for us. And look, if you win a cup, you win the league or the cup in a season, it's not that bad of a year.
It's not. That's Pearl Slattery. That final live on RT Radio Television on Sunday. Subscription revenues at the controversial GA and RT streaming joint venture, GA Go, last year surged by 2.6 million to 4.96 million, up 118%. The company's overall revenues more than doubled to 5.23 million. In golf, Taylor Pendrith leads the Shiners Open at 10 under par. Seamus Power is 3 under par. And at the Andalusia Masters, Julien Guerrier of France also leads on 10 under. Tom McKibben is 5 under. In rugby, the URC action resumes this evening. Ulster hosting Ospreys. Munster play Stormers in South Africa tomorrow afternoon. And Connacht will entertain Leinster tomorrow evening. And finally, for now, today's racing action is in Dundalk.